The sun was setting, and up and down the street I could see Christmas lights flicker on and blow up snowmen fill with air. It was supposed to be festive, but I found it ominous, the snowmen especially. I'd seen demons that looked almost exactly like them, and now anything white and puffy automatically put me on guard. My breath billowed in front of me, and I pulled up the collar of my shearling-lined jacket, accidentally tugging it too close to my nose. I stifled a gag and immediately folded it back down. The jacket was killer. It was pale peach suede, had a 70s foxy brown cut, and was about the warmest thing I owned. I'd found it at a thrift store the night before, and it was a serious score, except it was dry clean only. I thought I could get away with wearing it without spending more to have it cleaned than it actually cost, but nope. Breathed too deeply, and I definitely got a whiff of weed, BO, and a third note I couldn't identify. Maybe canned corn? I tried breathing through my mouth. Cassandra wasn't wearing a coat. Of course. Even in December. She sat next to me on the wooden bench, in just one of her brother's hoodies over a flannel, her hair pulled back into a ponytail and anchored with a plain old rubber band. Cassandra doesn't worry about split ends. She was gnawing on her thumbnail, making really gross sounds that were at odds with her "I sell detox tea on my Instagram" kind of beauty. Her right leg bounced at 180 BPM, and she spit a piece of nail onto the ground. There were only three kids left on the playground, all bundled up like little marshmallows. Their shouts echoed off the school's brick walls, and the swings made a metallic creak in the wind. The kids were taking turns throwing a red rubber ball at a basketball hoop, and one of the boys hurled the ball at the girl. She caught it and immediately turned and drop-kicked the ball away from him, sending it flying out into the playground. I stifled an urge to cheer her on. "What do you think?" I asked.
"I swear it's here," Cassandra said. "It's just weird that it's waiting so long."
Cassandra was right. It was here. I could tell by the sadness that tickled the edges of my mind and the way I shivered more from disgust than the cold every time the air moved around me. It was the reason Cassandra was so nervous, even though we were about to do something that, in the past month, had become as routine to us as going to school or not doing homework. We'd been in its presence for a while now, and exposure to a negative demon always brings nerves and despair, even to sitters. On the basketball court, one of the little boys was on the ground crying, while the little girl stood over him doing some sort of dance and kicking at his shins, her dangling mittens giving her the appearance of having four hands. I was trying to decide whether I was still on her side when Cassandra jumped up and started running across the playground. I was right behind her, my eyes straining in the crepuscular light to make out what she saw. There, by the monkey bars, a shimmer. Barely visible, but I saw it nonetheless, like a glitch in reality. I detoured to the basketball court and held up my hands, palms facing the kids.
"Nemokinesis!" I shouted at them.
They stopped fighting and turned to look at me with blank stares, arms hanging limply at their sides. Cass and I now had 5 minutes to do what we needed to do before the spell wore off and the kids would remember everything they saw.